The following program is Wackiness on the Rise. Some of the songs you'll be hearing contain content that may not be suitable to certain listeners. Listener discretion is advised. So deal with it.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to a special episode of Wackiness on the Rise, episode 9 for July 23rd, 2016. This is Wacky Ben, and as I stated, it's a special episode tonight because we're celebrating Christmas 5 months early with our special Christmas in July show. This is something we would do on certain occasions on my old show, Ben's Wacky Radio, and I felt like bringing it back for this new show. So for the entire hour of the show, we will be playing nothing but some wacky Christmas songs, and what better way to begin than with that one song that became the traditional Christmas in July theme, simply because it's also the name of the song. Here's Brave Combo.
That old Saint Nick who can squeeze down a chimney with a magic trick. He's got a beard and hair that's long and white, and he's known to wear glasses flying through the night. When kids see him all big and round, they get so excited that they could burst. Which can get awkward if you look just like him in a Walmart on June 21st. A doppelganger for that jolly old elf, I try to sympathize with that guy. I wonder what it's like to walk around looking like Santa in July.
Ho, ho!
The kids stop and gasp and point and stare while you eat a corn dog at the county fair. Jump on your lap, what are you supposed to do? Guess you'll miss that Labor Day barbecue. What kind of guy would be a Scrooge or Grinch? So you do just what a proper Claus would. Give them a wink and a pat on the head and remind them that it's nice to be good. Bringing some smiles and some magic and fun to all the children passing by. I have to think it's pretty wonderful to look just like Santa in July. July. Merry Independence Day!
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer. I just passed up my left front tire and it's getting hard to steer. Skidding down the highway, right past the Nagani cops. I had to drag my swampers to get the car to stop. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just flew away. I light a match to see the dash and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. dancing through the snowdrifts in a big blue cloud of smoke. People laugh as I drive by, I wonder what's the joke. I got to get to Shopko to pick up the layaway, 'cause Santa Claus is coming soon in his big old rusty sleigh. Oh, rust and snow, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. Rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray.
Our special Christmas in July show gets off to a really wacky start. In the beginning, we heard Christmas in July by Brave Combo. That has been a tradition since I first started a Christmas in July show 5 years ago on my old show, Ben's Wacky Radio. After that, Santa Claus travels all over the world in the month of July with Santa in July by the great Luke Ski. That is on his Fawn-themed album, Because of Bob, Luke Ski's Kickstarter Fawn album, Songs I Wrote About People for Money, which you can find at lukeski.bandcamp.com. The Money Shot Cosmonauts and the North Side of the Pole, Part 2, Cardiac Time, the latest installment to their Pink Floyd parody series, and I missed my chance to play it when I ended Ben's Wacky Radio back in late December, until tonight. And in the end, we played Rusty Chevrolet by The Youpers. They might want to look at their credit score on Credit Karma to see if they have enough scores to replace their broken-down car and get a new one, possibly. We've got our very first request right here on Wackiness on the Rise, and it's from fellow Dementia DJ Anthony A-Log Legato. Both he and I are fans of a YouTuber known as Emmer Prevost, formerly known as Helsing920. This month he was covering the live-action Alvin and the Chipmunks series, and he did give the first film a slightly positive review, but still found some flaws. The second one he gave a negative review, and just recently, after reviewing the third film, which broke him, he gave up on the rest of the series and decided to not cover the fourth film. A-Log thought that this next song would fit perfectly on what would have happened to the Chipmunks in those movies, and it's from Bob Rivers.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh.
Hey, look at that!
And every hungry child is gonna spy
to see if chipmunks really sing when they cry.
And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks, because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights,
Dave? Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes. From chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew, I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good. Didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave. Even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave. And all ended well. And Santa was really swell. No need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster sleigh thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave and never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now?
Fantagool!
What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Well, dashing through the snow, where is that reindeer with the red nose? On Donner, on Blitzen, on Dancer and Vixen.
Christmas, the time of year for peace on earth and to spread good cheer. A bash, a rocking party, filled with fun where the laughter is hearty. It's the Pokemon Christmas Bash, with Team Rocket, Brock, Misty, and Ash. So without further ado, here's a Pokemon holiday greeting for you.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Team Rocket, Brock, Misty, and Ash.
Pokemon Christmas Bash, who's that Pokemon?
Squirtle.
I'm Brock, back on the block from a quick little stint with Ivy's flock. Two things on my list ain't many, a kiss from Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny. Santa, please, with your ho, 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 put them both under the mistletoe. Brock's kicking it and it's a gas.
At the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon? At the Pokemon Christmas Bash. Who's that Pokemon?
Brock's kicking it and it's a gas.
Who's that Pokemon? At the Pokemon Christmas Bash. Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
I'm Misty. I've got Stormy with me. We're having fun decorating the tree. With a twist on deck the halls,
we got a Christmas tree full of Pokeballs.
Hey Santa, if you're really listening, my wish list has only one thing. Just give me one dance with Ash
at the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Just give me one dance with Ash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
I'm Ash here with Pikachu. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, too. The holidays wouldn't be the same without roasting chestnuts on
Charizard's flame.
Santa, can you help it go faster to become a Pokemon master? Gotta catch them all down to the last
at the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Gotta catch them all down to the last.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
Squat, squat, squirtle.
Team Rocket's doing something shocking. This year we're going to fill your stocking. Take a break from causing trouble. Jesse,
James, and make that double. We thought we'd change our ways and be nice on Christmas Day.
Team Rocket's having a blast
at the Pokemon Christmas Bash.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash? Who's that Pokemon?
It's Brock,
Misty, and Ash.
Who's that Pokemon?
Team Rocket's having a blast.
Who's that Pokemon?
Happy Holidays from the Pokemon Cast.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Squirtle, squirtle, squirtle.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Squirtle, squirtle, squirtle.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Squirtle, squirtle, squirtle.
Who's that Pokemon at the Pokemon Christmas Bash?
Who's that Pokemon?
Not again. I knew it. There's no avoiding it. Here come the damn sleigh bells. That's the first sign. It's a warning. You should probably just forget it or regret it in the morning. But it's just one song. The CD must go on. And now we know for whom the sleigh bells toll. Carry on. This can only mean one thing. This CD is gonna bring a new thing for you and me to sing. 'Cause it's Christmas time in here, at least it's starting out to be. I don't mean the time of year, I mean the part of the CD. 'Cause every time the song's about Christmas again, there's never any warning, they just stick it at the end. This album should have ended with a big top wow, so I won't be offended if you hit stop now. No final farewell, no epic grand finale, no grandiose swell around which we can all rally. Nope, we got a somewhat bleaker way to go. We'll end it with another freaking ho, ho, ho.
It's the last song on the album, and it's gonna spread some Christmas cheer. We're gonna end the CD quite festively with a song you'll only listen to once a year. We're gonna break out the eggnog, and we'll deck the halls with mistletoe. Don't bother asking why, it's the middle of July. Just ho,
everybody, ho, everybody,
ho!
Decided this was the way it had to be. Did the commissioner of Christmas say that all CDs have to end with Christmas, or you risk a shiny lump of coal? Or did someone get a fax directly from the North Pole? I don't know who was tasked with the ultimate decision, but now it's yet another stupid holiday tradition. At least it's not a thing that I hate in itself. That fruitcake thing came from Satan himself. I wonder where's the worst place to put a Christmas tune. Do you think if it was first, it would be a bit too soon? Would it be less annoying, even just a little, if they dropped it in, boing, randomly in the middle?
Probably not, but they gotta put them somewhere, anywhere. Over there, hide them in your underwear. I got a thought, but no one listens to me. Why don't you save them all up and release a whole CD?
It's the last song on the album, and it's gonna spread some Christmas cheer. We're gonna end the CD quite festively with a song you'll only listen to once a year. We're gonna break out the eggnog and we'll deck the halls with mistletoe. Don't bother asking why, it's the middle of July. Just
ho, everybody, ho, everybody, ho!
I love you.
Rock!
You're so beautiful.
Rock!
You broke my heart.
Rock!
La 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 la.
We're stuck with it like creepy Uncle Joe. We know that it is coming, but don't know when it'll go. You can skip it, I suppose, if it's not one of your favorites. If it ever comes to blows, that's why God created playlists. Otherwise, you'll be out listening one day, either early in September or perhaps a day in May, when you're at the carnival and you shout with great zeal, Merry Christmas! To the guy standing by the Ferris wheel. Like a train that derails on the line, it never fails. And this is why sales are in decline, cause you play all the songs, so you can't miss this. You're just bopping along, and then, ah, crap, Christmas! Ending albums that way is so cliche.
Oy vey.
We really need to find a better way. I'll put my music where my mouth is. This is my vow that I'll never do it. Starting now.
It's the last song on the album, and it's gonna spread some Christmas cheer. We're gonna end the CD quite festively with a song you'll only listen to once a year. We're gonna break out the eggnog and we'll deck the halls with mistletoe. Don't bother asking why, it's the middle of July. Just
ho, everybody,
ho,
everybody,
ho!
Merry Christmas, everybody, whenever that is. Whether you celebrate it or not. Ho, ho, ho.
It's the last song on the album, and it's gonna spread some Christmas cheer. We're gonna end the CD quite festively with a song you'll only listen to once a year. We're gonna break out the eggnog and we'll deck the halls with mistletoe. Don't bother asking why, it's the middle of July. Just
ho, everybody,
ho,
everybody,
ho. It's the last song on the album, and it's gonna spread some Christmas cheer. We're gonna end the CD quite festively with a song you'll only listen to once a year. We're gonna break out the eggnog and we'll deck the halls with mistletoe. Don't bother asking why, it's the middle of July.
Well, it is common that every final track off of an album is a Christmas song, hence why Devo Spice gave us the last song on the album from his 2015 album, Herp Derp You Don't Stirp. And before that, Pokemon Christmas Bash from the 2001 album with the same name. And speaking of Pokemon, we'll hopefully play a few songs about Pokemon Go on the next episode. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers with the Monsters Holiday, a follow-up to his monster hit, but instead takes place during the holidays. And we heard Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire by Bob Rivers, which is also the name of Bob's Christmas album from 2000. Given the fact that the Chipmunks haven't been decent since 2000, after the release of Alvin and the Chipmunks Meet the Wolfman, I think a lot of us would rather see the Chipmunks cooked up and served as a delicious Christmas meal. Wow, I'm getting really dark right now, so let's move on. More Christmas in July wackiness, including some Christmas parodies not about the holiday, all when Wackiness on the Rise returns. But before I cut the break, make your request right now at wackinessontherise@gmail.com or the official Wackiness on the Rise Facebook page.
We got the thump. Give us the thump.
Ladies and gentlemen, comedy fans of all ages, Thump Fest is back, featuring performances by 2D6, Carrie Dalby, Tim Cavanaugh, Devo Spice, Dynamite, The Gothsicles, The Library Bard, Mega Thruster, Rob Paravonian, Sea Monkey, Zach Shornick, Tom Smith, and Worm Quartet. And this year's guest of honor, Paul and Storm.
George R.R. Martin, please write and write faster. Please give us foiled leather and sigils and steel.
Thump Fest is taking place August 26th through 28th at the Elk Grove Holiday Inn in Chicago, Illinois. Tickets for the weekend are just $50. Join us for live concerts, panels, even more dumb parody ideas, demented karaoke, and the death of Sea Monkey. Visit FumpFest.com to register for the event and reserve your hotel now. That's FumpFest.com.
You think war sucks? How about being away at war during Christmas time? You have those who are anti-war and make many songs about them, such as John Lennon's Merry Christmas, War is Over. But think about what it was like in the past when there were too many wars. Take World War I, for instance, and you were part of the cavalry, a soldier that Jonah Louie wants to get out of so badly.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home. Bang, that's another bomb on another town while the Tsar and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift up, tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop, I will stop the cavalry.
It has been many years since I last played that one. Stop the Cavalry by Jonah Louie, a hit for him in 1980. I still remember the first time I played that when I was a student DJ back at WQNA in 2004, and a student passing by just gave me that "what the hell are you playing" look. Many Christmas parodies can be about the actual holiday, but sometimes there will be a parody of a Christmas song that doesn't even focus on the holiday itself. So I figure we play a few of those tonight, and we'll start with this one by Bob Rivers.
A groovy pair to see, double D fun. She brings me chicken wings, hot tongue a tongue tongue. She wears tight skimpy things, her tummy tight tum, rumpa tight bum, look at them guns. Oh, to ogle them, her rumpa tight bum, that's why we come.
Winter's girl, she's not a dum-dum. She brings cold beer to me and poured us all some. A birthday song they sang with mighty big lungs. Across the bar they hang her rubber-tight thumb. Double D fun, had her boobs done. Then she smiled at me, I'll tip a big ton. Me and my chums. Look at them guns.
Da 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 da. I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding fries are done, ding fries are done, ding fries are done, ding fries are done. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat and beady hurt bad and so the skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This whole planet is
hot isn't very nice.
Cold as hell.
This planet's one climate, just us.
Worried about Luke out there.
Negative 60 degrees.
From a desert town.
That's not even counting the breeze.
I better warm a tauntaun.
You know they don't start with a
if
key.
If we need to, we can sleep in its guts.
That just sounds unsanitary.
The rebels might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
I'm an unstable link.
Everyone knows you care.
If I don't go now,
you wait till
and
dawn.
Save the kid.
He'll either be fine or he's
I
gone.
Right, staying inside.
It's not like you're trying to hide.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in freezing and dying?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't go out.
But it's cold outside. I simply must go. I'm not afraid of snow.
But solo, it's cold outside.
This whole base is
thin. I'm lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
I could have left twice by
but
now.
Why would you go and have
whoa, I thought that Luke was your guy.
You couldn't use the force if he tried.
I don't think that you know what you're saying.
Why don't you just let me decide?
I think the cold is gone to your brain.
I've never been so sure in my life.
This is a thing.
If you stay, then you'll find out.
I'm not giving you a
I'm
ring.
I'm a princess, not a Girl Scout.
You're right, we can wait.
The morning will be here soon.
You'll probably be great.
Could you ask Chewie to leave the room?
I guess that I could just spend
Didn't
the night.
Didn't think I'd have to struggle with you.
There's really no point
Why
in a fight.
Why don't you show me what a smuggler can do?
I really should stay.
I should say, baby.
But it's cold.
Everybody into the barn, come on, lots of room for everybody, no need to push and shove, yep, time to go sleepy pie. Now listen, I want you to sleep tonight, no mooing or anything like that keeping us awake. Yeah, you get your sleep, you got some major cud chewing to do tomorrow morning. Good night, everybody, hey, and leave the bulls alone, will you?
Party!
Deck the stalls with oats and barley. Here's the season for cow parties.
Moo, 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 moo. Troll the ancient bovine carol. Moo, 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 moo. Bill is full of hay and fodder.
Moo, 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 moo.
Lead us not into the slaughter.
Moo, 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 moo. Say goodbye to earthly pastures.
We await the cattle rapture.
There now, look for yourself, Ethel. There's nothing going on here. They're sleeping just as peaceful as can be. It's probably those green peppers you had for dinner. Come on, I'm going back to bed. You can't stay out here all night. Leave the cows.
What a couple of does.
Yeah, I guess the grain bins aren't completely full.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for them.
Me too.
Not!
Things. The wife is missing, didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear.
In the office there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa man, let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some high shade and join the parade. Walking around in women's underwear. Lacy things, missing, didn't ask permission. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose. Walking around in women's underwear. Walking around in women's underwear.
We began this set with Bob Rivers, and we ended this set with another song from Bob. The one we just heard was perhaps one of his most popular, Walking Around in Women's Underwear, cross-dressing in your wife's clothes when she's not around. That is on Bob's 1993 album, I Am Santa Claus. The one from Bob we began with was The Little Hooters Girl, all about going to a Hooters restaurant to see those girls in their skimpy uniforms and have wings too. That is on Bob's 2002 album, White Trash Christmas, which is so far the very last Christmas album Bob has ever released. In the middle, we heard Dean Fraser Dunn by a guy calling himself Billy. Unfortunately, the internet mistakenly credits this song to Peter Griffin from Family Guy, but that's incorrect, just so you know. Kirby Crackle and the Double Clicks with the Hoth version of Baby It's Cold Outside, which many argue is not an actual Christmas song, since it has nothing to do with the holiday, but when you're on the planet Hoth, it's cold everywhere, so it's like a planet version of the North Pole. And the cows celebrate Christmas their own way, with Deck the Stalls with Oats and Barley by the Cowtown Chorus. Our last Christmas song to conclude our special Christmas in July show comes to us from the great Luke Ski once again, and it is the first installment to his Fanboy Christmas songs since he made four, and probably stopped afterwards because of the Fump's new rule about song lengths, and perhaps because of his job at Cartoon Network. But either way, this one started the Fanboy Christmas series, and it's a medley of Christmas parodies set to many nerdy themes Luke just loves to watch. From 2000, here's Luke Ski with It's a Fanboy Christmas.
Christmas, there's geekdom in the air. The comic shops and toy stores are crowded everywhere. Each dork and dweeb and doofus does their holiday thing. They form a nerdy chorus and they all begin to sing.
All I want for Christmas is my emotion chip. Emotion chip, emotion chip. All I want for Christmas is my emotion chip, so I can have a Merry Christmas. Androids cannot feel merry, not to mention loving or affection. If I do not get my emotion chip, I will start an insurrection.
Gowron got run over by a reindeer on his way to fight the Dominion War. Now he's drinking down his Christmas blood wine in the cursed halls of Stovacor.
Said the barkeep to his brother Rum, do you hear what I hear?
Translated from ancient Bajoran.
Oh, Jadzia.
Goldgard killed you in the sixth season.
Jeez, what a putz.
That's what she gets for wearing a red wedding dress on a Star Trek show.
It's a fanboy Christmas at Renfests and conventions. We're sending all the fruitcakes to alternate dimensions. Bashir walked into the bar. What would you like, Quark said. Bashir responded, eggnog, and Nog got egged in the head. The Vampire Slayer made a really crappy film. Luke Perry and Paul Rubens made the average viewer ill. All of the Warner Brothers gave it a Tim Burton twist. Now watch her kill on TV, showing off her ample acting ability.
Angel, you're a studly guy. Watch out, girls, he'll suck you dry. Oh,
just send the man in black home, because they annoy us. We need a little X-Files now.
Now my DM is a curmudgeon. He trapped me in a dungeon. I hope these dice will save my troll. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Now you may think my life is tragic, cause I play with cards of magic that cost me my eternal soul. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll.
It's a fanboy Christmas from Roswell to Missouri. We're wishing happy Kwanzaa to Lando and Uhura. Our Jewish friends have opened the gifts that we did buy them. The brand new kosher transformer, Optimus L'Chaim! Demigod, Zine has a killer body. Yolis died and Gabby cried cause Joxer is a clod. Oh, Tribble, 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 you're made of fluffy fur. Tribble, 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 we love to hear you purr. Tribble, 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 you're really just a pain. Tribble, 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 you ate up all our grain.
Get on your Tonica, it's done. Hanukkah with a go see episode Wanaka and have a happy, happy, happy Star Wars Hanukkah.
It's a fanboy Christmas, the temperature is nipply, so throw aliens on the fire with that new clone of Ripley. The anime cartoon stars are all getting along.
The Dementites and Dementoids are all listening to this song. Woo!
Danger, danger, young Will Robinson. For Dr. Smith is coming, Will Robinson. I know you have been searching for Babylon. You're hungry, have some fish heads, eat them up, yum. Eat them up, yum. Eat them up, yum. Linoleum.
Yeah!
I saw Marvin kissing Santa Claus underneath the doorway late last night.
Please enjoy your trip through this door. Enjoy tonight's film, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Don't talk to me about It's a Wonderful Life.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. I hit the toy store each year. Slip the stocker, A20. Action figures all for me.
Charge 12 times what they're worth.
Gee, this Christmas time is swell.
Until all the little kids who want to buy the toys just so that they can play with them all get together and hunt me down and catch me and kill me, and then I'll burn in hell.
It's a fanboy Christmas, and outside it's a blizzard. So curl up by the fire with your copy of Wizard. Lara Croft's new Yule Raider, it just might oversex us. And Wolverine is here to wish us all a Merry Xmas. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile broke its wheel and the Joker got away. Penguin spewed Riddler's food into Face's cup. When Catwoman soiled her litter, Alfred cleaned it up.
Silent Bob, Jay and Bob, Hatchet Man is their job. Just to pot profits with some weird quirks. Just two mall rats hassling clerks, always chasing Andy and smoking Snoochie Boochies.
God rest ye merry Pokemon inside your Pokeballs. Team Rocket, Jesse, James, and Meowth are here to wreck your halls. No decorations will they hang, nor carols will they sing. They're too busy Poke Christmas card collecting, stealing all that they can get from Burger King.
Should Voyager ever get home and again see Earth's sunshine, then you'll find me out on the town with my date 7 of 9.
It's a fanboy Christmas, no time to dilly-dally. Get all the geeks together, cause it's time for the finale.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my fangirl gave to me
12 LARPers LARPing, 11 Filkers Filking, 10 Apes from Deep Space, 9 Doctor Who's, 8 Sweet Transvestite, 7 of 9, 6 Ewoks Dancing, 5 Cardassian Lights.
There are 4 lights!
4 Starfleet Captains, 3 Star Wars Prequels, 2 Protocol Droids.
And there can be only 1!
Sci-Fi Channel on my TV. We wish you a fanboy Christmas. We wish you a fanboy Christmas. We wish you a fanboy Christmas and a Trekkie New Year.
And I heard him exclaim as he flew out of view, "Live long and prosper, and may the Force be with you."
Roddenberry bless us, everyone.
Push the button, frankincense.
And that concludes this special Christmas in July episode of Wackiness on the Rise. And we will go back to normal on the next episode. That is, if you consider the show normal. Anyway, I hope you enjoy listening to the show, and feel free to tell your friends about it, maybe even your radio stations. Be sure to check out the official Wackiness on the Rise Facebook page, follow me on Twitter at WackyBenPolium, and don't forget to check out MadMusic.com, the home of the largest comedy music, where you can also register a free account and listen to more comedy shows like this. Be sure to send feedback on either WackinessOnTheRise@gmail.com or the Wackiness on the Rise Facebook page. I'm Wacky Ben, and until next time, take care, remember that laughter is the best medicine, and remember to not break your funny bones.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic. You know, some of my favorite memories are those of Christmas time. I still remember when I was a little boy, just waiting for the big day. Mom would be cooking up a mess of boysenberry and tuna fish burritos for our big Christmas dinner, and Dad would be decorating the tree with little bits of Spam, and then the big day would finally arrive. I'd stay up all night and wait for Santa, and when he finally showed up, we'd all hold his hands down in the waffle maker until he promised to give us everything we wanted. Oh, yeah, those were the days. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and let's do lunch.